to episode number 81 of the Daddy Sharps podcast. My name is Luke.
And I'm John. We're just a couple of dads, a couple of padres who like to make the sharpest bets we can.
And John, let's get jacked. We're just a couple of dads who break down the games that your square hole buddies are too scared to break down. Here we are.
Yes.
Here we are for the sweet 16. How sweet it is, John.
Oh, here we are.
But how sweet it was not.
No.
And how unexpected it was so far in the tournament for the first two rounds. A chalky first and second rounds.
That's not combined, good for sharps.
John. Yes, there were a lot of dogs winning in the first round, and a lot of people made a lot of money if you bet all the dogs in the first round, but not in the second. I think only one dog won in the second round. I believe that was Clemson.
Yes,
I bet that one, and that's the only one I won.
Yes.
Public money seems to be winning the tournament so far, betting favorites and big-name teams. And with higher VIGs than usual at the books, what a year it's been for the tournament. That kind of encourages playing parlays, John. How many parlays did you play, however?
Maybe two. Maybe I should have been going that route, though.
Let me go back a couple more lines. I mentioned dogs in the first round. Did you bet a lot of dogs in the first round, or how were your numbers looking is in terms of dogs versus favorites? Because the public certainly won out first round or second round at least, and a lot of first round as well.
So I didn't bet dogs on the money line, but what I did was I was betting dogs to cover, and one that me and you highlighted, Samford, they covered. And another one that I really liked was NC State, and that was another dog that covered. Some of the favorites that didn't cover it surprised me. San Diego State in that first round, that was interesting. Didn't cover 6.5. Auburn, I think, surprised everybody.
Yeah, that was a surpriser. Yeah.
Yeah. But I had some dogs that did cover, so that was good. And then
of course,
we talked about it in last week's podcast. It's hard for me to label Michigan State as a dog at +1.5 in that first round, but we got that dog, I guess.
Technically, that's a dog.
It's a dog, but I mean, everybody that watches these things knew Michigan State was going to win that game.
Right. But I want your take on also not only the dogs, but also the VIGs that are out there for all the favorites, especially the number one seeds. You just can't bet them. And not only that, then when you go to the spreads and totals, seeing a lot of -115s as opposed to -110s, 105s.
Tons of -115s this year. Way more than I can remember. And hopefully this is not a trend that continues down the road. Not good.
But it is going to continue, isn't it? Because...
I mean into the future where every bet is -115.
That's what I mean too. Because what scares me is, what I've seen in this tournament with everything we've just discussed, a lot of these casinos, including the big online casinos, are pushing for parlays. That's an automatic push for a parlay. You can get a good number if you just parlay these teams together. You can get an even better number if you do a same game parlay.
That's how they make that money.
So next question for you. I wanted to hear from you on how you did progressively through day one, first round, day two, first round, day one, second round, day two, second round, because it seemed like the numbers kept shifting back and forth between each of those days a little bit as well.
Yeah. Day one, in the years that me and you have been betting on this tournament, that may have been my single worst day of NCAA tournament I've ever had. Unbelievable, man.
Yeah,
unbelievable. So not good at all. Was concerned, was I gonna have enough money to make it through all this? Day two got a little better, but we were still losing, or I was still losing on day two.
Same.
Day three, woke up, re-energized, did the numbers with you, broke some things down, and actually turned a profit that day. And then day four, second round, day two, turned another profit. So down overall, but definitely not in nearly that bad a position that I was before.
Yeah.
So within striking distance of making everything better here.
Same story after making the adjustments for me in the second round. And I wish that we had our second round numbers here to share on the podcast. But since we only had a podcast sharing first round bets last week, we're going to have to pay the piper, John, as we share results from our best bets last week. But first, before we do that, you got something to say.
I was going to interrupt you there. Another thing that caught me off guard in this tournament, day one and two, and then we adjusted in the second round. A lot more overs hitting this year than I can remember ever. And we got some really high totals. And you're going to see that reflected in our best bets here today.
Yeah, absolutely. As we have adjusted and gone through the mill, we're seeing a lot of overs in the Sweet 16 round as well.
Yes. So sorry to cut you off, but that was one thing that surprised me the most this year. The amount unders we were able to clean up on the last 3 years, particularly, and not this year. There's a lot of overs hitting, and a lot of overs that are over 155, which is kind of a scary number back in the day. Not anymore. Not in this tournament.
I know. I know. It's like, really, is this what I'm left with? Yeah. And as far as your apology for interrupting me, I do not accept your apology, because you can apologize. You can interrupt me at any point.
Let's go. That's right. The daddy's
I'm about to discuss my best results from the first round of the NCAA tournament in 2024. Yes. All right, here we go. My podcast picks were absolutely horrible. 16-26-1. Again, didn't do great in the first round, but it did rebound a bit. I won money back in the second round to even things up, almost even things
we're
up.
Almost there.
But yeah, lost a lot of picks.
Hey, I was right with you. Not the best round one we've ever had, but such is gambling. I went 6-10 on my best bets, but I'm confident, and I think we can get that money back here in the Sweet 16. So, without further ado, it is time for a fresh start, sir. And here we go. One of your favorite teams in this tournament so far, Clemson versus Arizona. The line right now, -7.5. The over-under, 152.5. My best bets here, I have two on this game. I like the under, 152.5, and I like the Arizona money line, -300. I like the under here. 151 is a key number, and in some spots, this number has already dropped to 152. Only take this under as low as 151.5. If it gets to 151, you want to stay off that because it is a key number. Clemson has hit the under 3 straight games. All 3 of those games were on neutral courts in tournaments. 2 of those games were against high-powered offenses of Baylor and New Mexico, both ranked 6th and 47th in the Pomeroy offensive efficiency, respectively. Arizona has hit the under in 5 straight games. The last 4 on neutral sites and tournament settings. In March Madness, the Arizona total has averaged 148 points. I also love the money line here on Arizona. Granted, it's pricey, so you're going to have to get creative like we were talking about before. That's how they're pricing these this year. You got to get it in a parlay. Arizona is a top 10 team in adjusted offensive defensive efficiency per Pomeroy, usually the telltale sign for a team that wins the entire tournament. Clemson had a nice run, but this is going to be a huge step up in class. And as I say all the time, Luke, people die in fairy tales all the time. Good night, Clemson.
Good night, Clemson, and good night to some other teams in this round as well. We'll get to those, but yeah, let me say some things about this game as well. I also like the under 152.5 in this game. That's one pick from me in this one. But I'm going to have another pick in this game as well. Let's talk about Clemson a little bit. They've overcome adversity in multiple games, John. 7-for-21 on three-pointers against New Mexico, and they still won that game. They nearly lost a double-digit lead against Baylor. But you know what? Arizona, I agree, different beast.
Yes.
That said, the Wildcats went kind of nuts against Dayton. They had turnover issues in not only that game, but also 4 in their last 5 games. So there is that. My other best bet here, though, is because of those reasons, I think Clemson will absolutely and can cover in this game. I like them to cover 6.5. That's what my data says. I saw that number climb to 7 and 7.5. So I think it's going to remain up there, 7, 7.5 as well. A lot of key numbers you have to go through to reach 7, 7.5. Again, public money on a popular team. There's that. Driving up that Arizona number. But I love the under 7, even better.
Yes. So we're still in agreement there. I just like Arizona money line. I don't like them to cover.
Same.
Still in agreement there.
Same.
Yes. All right. So this one's an interesting one here. We get a little rematch. San Diego State versus UConn. UConn favored by 10.5. The over under 135.5. And my best bet here, I only like one bet in this game. I like the over 135.5. Now, truth be told, I do like the money line on UConn too, but you can't even buy it. It's too expensive. I don't even know what the number is right now. I just know it's too expensive.
It's -700 and -750, somewhere in that range.
Unbelievable.
In a Sweet 16 game. Well, that's what I'm talking about, the VIG. It's incredible.
Yep. So like I mentioned, this is a rematch of last year's national final championship. The spread in that game last year was -6.5 to UConn, with a total set at 130.5. The over hit and UConn covered as they cruised to a 76-59 victory. On neutral sites this year, the over was hit for San Diego State 3-2. So 3 out of 5 times they hit the over. The only two unders, those offenses were ranked near 50 in offensive efficiency from Pomeroy. UConn, these boys are ranked number 2. So this is another one where San Diego State's stepping up in class. San Diego State, these guys are known for the defensive play. They play a very different style. They like to slow it down. But UConn has a game on neutral field tape from last year to watch, and they know how to beat that defense and score, and they handled that defense very well last year. I love the over here. The key number is 134, so you can't go any lower than 134.5.
Yeah, I also like the over in this game as well. But you just kind of mentioned that these two teams obviously met each other last year in the tournament. My best bet here in this game is for UConn to cover
like
-7.5. I've been around and around and around on this thing. And this is why. The Huskies are a better team than they were last year. They've gotten better. The Aztecs are not as good as they were last year.
Agreed.
UConn's defense will make scoring a chore at every point for the Aztecs. At every moment, it'll be tough, and they'll have to work hard to score. UConn, on the other hand, they're going to score when they want, how they want, despite the Aztec defense. You can also, I mean, think about this way. You can't bet UConn shooting 30% from the three-point line in the mount. Let me rephrase that. You cannot bet on the Aztecs when they were shooting just 30% from the three-point line in Mountain West play.
Yep.
So during the Mountain West, all those conference games, 30% from the three-point line. On the other side, UConn, they finished 1-for-11 from the three-point line against Northwestern, their last game, and they still won by 17.
Yes.
So they can have a bad day.
Yes.
And they can still crush teams.
And they have been.
And they
look
been.
Like the dominant team right now.
Nothing shows me that UConn will not cover here. I like them to cover the 10.5. I believe that number's up to 11. Buy a 10 if you can, because there is a difference there. But I like UConn.
Nice. All right. This may be the most entertaining game of this entire Sweet 16 right here. Alabama versus UNC. UNC, North Carolina, that is, favored by 4.5. 173.5 is the total. And my best bet here, I hate to say it. I don't like it, but I'm actually off this game. All of my numbers show this game could go either way on the money line spread, the over-under. So I'm going with my data. I'm not going with my heart here. I really want that over, but I'm going to trust the data and stay off this one. For me, what about you, Luke?
I bought the over.
See, I want to do it. I want to do it back.
You know why I bought the over? Because I'm just going for it, because it's that high. I want to sit there and I want to, you know, this is my data says over, but I want to also sit there and root for a high scoring game like this.
Yes.
Look, and you're right. This could be one of the more exciting games of the Sweet 16. I think there is one game that's going to be even more fun to watch, but we'll get to that.
Yes.
I like the Tar Heels to win this game, John, and cover this in this game. I get the conservative approach. I really do. Alabama hits a ton of threes, high scoring, high pace tempo team, but so is UNC. Alabama also hit 57% of two-pointers in the SEC this season. Those are great numbers. The yep. difference in this game, I believe, is the Tar Heels defense. I don't see easy buckets in this game at all for Alabama. North Carolina can play with anyone, and they can hit you underneath. They can hit you in from two-point range anywhere around the key, and they can hit you beyond the arc as well. And on the other side, Alabama doesn't have a defense to stop Carolina necessarily, and both teams are going to run that tempo. So I like the over, but I also like the Tar Heels to win and to cover the points.
Oh, I love that. Did you convince me on the over here? You may have convinced me on the over.
Go for it.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Throw a half unit on there. Just, you know.
Yes, yes. This one's interesting, this next game. I really like this game, just from the matchup perspective. We got Illinois versus Iowa State. Iowa State favored by 1.5. The over-under here, 145.5, and that's going to be my best bet there. I love the over 145.5. The over in this game, from my data, has been a hot spot in this tournament, and I'm going to trust it here. One of the top totals in March Madness is 147 points, hitting almost 3.5% of the time. You get that huge key number with this over. Illinois in the regional and March Madness tournaments leading up to this bad boy, they went 5-0 to the over, all of those games on neutral sites. Iowa State has gone 2-8 to the under in their last 10 games. But when they started playing on neutral sites in these tournament settings, they are 2-3 to the under, so they're almost even on over-unders, much closer. Then we got the strength on strength here. We got Illinois, one of the top offenses in the country, going against one of the best defenses in Iowa State. All right, so that's a good one there. But where it gets interesting for me is when you flip the possession. Illinois can't stop anyone defensively, and Iowa State has a tough time scoring. This is the matchup I'm most interested in. I see Illinois getting 70 points on their own because they're talented, but I also see Iowa State looking better offensively this game due to how bad Illinois plays on defense. It's a bunch of Carmelo Anthony's is what I'm thinking. Guy doesn't want to play defense, you know what I mean? That's and I funny. Think Illinois and Iowa State are going to combine and score enough to hit our over for us here. I think both these teams are going to be in the 70s. The winner might be in the 80s.
Yeah, they will. And I'm also on the over in this game. Yep. So like we said on the top of this podcast, we do like a lot of overs in this Sweet 16 round.
Yes.
This is definitely one of them. I'll take a stab, though, at another best bet here. Data gives the nod to the Fighting Illini. I will take them on the money line at +103. I think this game might be the best game of the Sweet 16, just because we're looking at the best offense in the country and the best defense in the country. If Illinois can take care of the ball, watch those turnovers, keep control, they have more than enough firepower to win this game. Look, the Cyclones have hit 47% of their threes in their last four games, but they don't match Illinois on offense by far. And Illinois is smoking in a lot of areas in their offensive game. I think that's enough to overcome that defense. Usually they say defense wins championships. I think in this game, the Illini, it'll be enough. I love the over, and I love them on the money line at +103.
Daddy Luke convinced me. So now I'm on the over in North Carolina, and I'm on the Illinois money line there.
It's going to be a great game. It's going to be a really, really close game, but I think Illinois's got the edge in this one. I just do.
So you like to play the middle quite a bit.
Yeah.
And we were talking before. I'm usually the more conservative of us. So this is a game that I obviously love. NC State versus Marquette. Marquette favored by -6.5. The over-under here is 151.5. Sir, I got not one, not two. I got three best bets. I like a lot of shit in this game.
Let's go.
That's right. I like NC State +6.5. Actually got the over. You can still get the over at some spots out there. 150.5. And I like Marquette on the money line. Marquette on the money line, I believe, is -190, if I remember that correctly. Right.
Yeah, that's
now.
Right. Somewhere around there. Yes, that's right. That's right.
So three bets on this game. I really like the matchup. We'll start with the money line and the cover. My data shows Marquette should win this game 88% of the time. Whenever teams like this match up, That it's they're these guys are going to win 88% of the time. The cover, however, a little too many points for me. NC State on a neutral site since the regional tournament. These guys are 5-2 against the spread. Five of those games, they were the underdog, and they covered all five. Games in the NCAA tournament end in a margin of victory of 3-4-5, 24% of the time. You're getting all of those key numbers with the 6.5 here. If this goes up to 7, I'll buy it again. And if this goes up to 7.5, I'm going to buy it again. So I really like new North Carolina State here with that. The total, you can still find this total. Like I mentioned, you can find it some books at 150.5 right now. 151 is a key number and it hits 3% of the time. So I really like the over in this game. I think Marquette can just shoot the lights out here and NC State. They're playing on house money. They're going to let it all out on this one. And I really like them to hit the over there. NC State on this run, they are 4-3 to the over. Before the ACC tournament, however, NC State was real shaky on defense. Marquette comes into this one after shooting 62% in the win over Colorado in the second round. I think NC State's defense is going to get a little exposed here. I think Marquette's going to get... This is a really good team that NC State's coming up against.
Yeah, they're smoking, led by their coach Shaka Smart, who was the coach of my alma mater, Virginia Commonwealth University, taking them to the Final Four in
the Rams
Madness years ago. The Rams of Virginia Commonwealth University, great coach, great program, great players, and here's the key for me: they're healthy. I totally 100% agree with everything you just said. Look, Marquette's guards, they're just too good for the Wolfpack. Tyler Kolick, he's back from injury. This kid, he averages 19.5 points per game and 11 assists per game. He connects on 63% of his shots inside the arc he has during this tournament so far. NC State is, you know, can we call them the, should we call them?
I don't
know. Are they the Cinderella team?
They probably are. I think they're probably an 11 seed, so they got to be the stage, Cinderella. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
They don't belong here. They don't belong in this elite list of college teams. They just don't. They're going to try to bang and bruise and do what they've done and play scrappy. They've made a good run of it, and that's worked for them. But it's not going to work against a team that has too many weapons. You take down one weapon, you got four others that can do the job and get the job done. NC State's in trouble. Cinderella story's over. It's time to go bye-bye for NC State.
The glass slipper does not fit anymore.
Nope, it's broken.
All right. Me and you have talked since the second round ended, looking at these other games that were coming up, Sweet 16. I think this is the one we talked about the least. Gonzaga versus Purdue. Purdue favored 5.5. 154.5 is the total. My best bet here, just pass. I'm probably going to pass here, but my data does like the over. However, the flaw with that is it likes any Gonzaga over, and I just don't trust Gonzaga on overs anymore. The book knows it. Everybody knows Gonzaga overs, and I just don't trust it. If anything, it doesn't even have data attached to it. I'd be tempted to sprinkle a little bit on the Gonzaga money line, given Purdue's history. They usually... I'm sorry if there's any Purdue fans out there, but when you start gambling, there is no fandom. Purdue's history, these guys just choke. I'm surprised they made it this far already. If there's anything, I would sprinkle Gonzaga, but in all honesty, I'm probably passing. I think your Illinois money line is a better bet than any team in this game.
Yeah, especially in a closer game. You know, this is going to be one of those games where people watch, and it's going to be the make or break for Purdue for bettors. Yep. Are they for real? Are they not? If people are all in on Purdue right now, then they're going to go for it. But a lot of people are actually going to be watching this one to see if they can dominate Gonzaga. Well, then, yeah, then I will probably put money on Purdue to make it through to the Final Four, certainly, and in that championship game as well. The only thing that I'm going to add, though, on this particular game is that I'm rooting for Purdue to win here.
Yes.
Because we're not allowed to bet in-state college teams here in Washington. The Zags have got to go. I need to make my bets, my daddy bets, and I can't do it on the Zags. I think they'll lose to Purdue anyway, is what I think. I think you're right. If you're going to make a bet, you know, why not sprinkle a little bit on the Gonzaga money line and make some money? But Yeah. Well, what were you going to say?
If just peeking ahead here, from a betting perspective, me and you already talked about it. I love a Purdue-Creighton matchup because Creighton's going to be the underdog there, and I think Creighton can take Purdue down. So I don't want Gonzaga to go on either. I want that Purdue plus money to win. I want that Creighton plus money to win in Purdue in the next round.
Yeah, I think the Zags are on borrowed time. They shouldn't be this far in the tournament, and I think this is probably the end of the road for them.
Yeah. All right, here we go with the other big number one seed here. Duke versus Houston, -4.5 to Houston. 133.5 is the total. My best bet here, a little conservative, but I like Houston on the money line. The money line here is the only bet I like. The old saying goes, defense wins championships. You mentioned it earlier. That applies here. Duke is the high-scoring team, but Houston has the second-best defense in the country. And then you look at how Duke got here. They beat two double-digit seeds. They are stepping up in class here. Houston against the best teams in the country, quadrant one. These guys have 17 wins. Duke, throughout the season, when they are faced against these top teams, they went 5-4 in those games. I like Houston on the money line here.
And this is where the daddies start brawling.
Side bet, no big.
Brawling. John has the first and second round taught you nothing. Duke.
That's true. That's
one
true.
One of the most bet on teams in the tournament. The public darling, the favorite.
Yes.
Mike Krzyzewski doesn't coach there anymore.
After people betting it think he is.
I hate Christian Laettner. Come on.
Yes. Yes.
Public betting is winning out in the tournament, and that will make the difference here. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I do like in this game, and we talked about this earlier, I like Duke to cover in this game at the very least. I think they win this game. I think they beat Houston, but I do like him to cover here. Duke has looked pretty good through its two games. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. They faced weak teams. But they demolished those teams.
They did do what you're supposed to do.
Including beating JMU by 38 points. They just owned them.
Yep.
The Cougars' win over Texas A&M on the other side was not that pretty. And they had to win in overtime. Also, Houston still dealing with a lot of injury issues. I think if they're still dealing with those injury issues come tip-off, which is tick-tock coming up, I think this is going to be a closer game than people think. I think Duke is a surprise team for a lot of people. If you go back and look at it, some really sharp bettors and analysts, they picked Duke to go to the Final Four of this tournament despite everything that Duke has been throughout the season and leading up to this point. But Duke has a chance, and a really good chance, to cover here those 4 points. I like Duke to cover.
Darn it. Making me nervous here. Making me nervous with the Cougs.
Well, Houston's a great team, but have they shown you anything that they've kind of struggled against teams where they've had to figure it out? They don't look that great at times.
To be honest with you, they remind me of San Diego State last year.
Yeah.
That's what they play like. And you're like, man, really? I'm supposed they get to win it, these guys?
They get it done, and they get it done. You're like, darn it. But they don't look good doing it. And a lot of this tournament is about teams peaking at the right time. And you've got a Duke team that came into this tournament, got in, but all of a sudden they started showing us, we're going to destroy these teams. We're on a mission. We're playing our own game. We're not playing to these teams. We're playing our game. And I think that's what they're doing. Could be another great game.
Yeah. Oh, this one is the one that I'm really excited about here. So two of my favorite teams to watch in this entire tournament so far this year. I've loved watching Marquette. They just look to be on a different level than most other teams. Well, take UConn out of it. And then the other team I have just loved watching, Creighton. I got on these guys last year when you were on the old Blue Jays, and now just watching them this year, they look great. So in this game here, we got Creighton versus Tennessee. Tennessee favored by 2.5, 143.5 is the total. My best bet here, I like the over, 143.5. One of the strongest overs in my data set, hitting 64% in this year's tournament. Creighton, these guys are 2-1 at neutral sites at hitting the over. Tennessee is 1-2 to the under, but look at how Tennessee did it. Great defense, but they held Texas and St. Peter's to 58 and 49 points. Texas had the 30th ranked adjusted offense on Pomeroy, while St. Peter's had 308. There's only a little over 300 schools in the entire country, so at St. Peter's 308, not necessarily a great thing. In comes Creighton, ranked 11th in offense on the Pomeroy rankings. In the last 10 games they played, two teams, Tennessee that is, with similar ranked offenses to Creighton, Auburn, and Alabama. The totals in those two games, 155 and 176. You are getting the over here, 143.5. In my opinion, this thing's a bargain. I usually don't do two-unit bets. This is, I think, my first two-unit bet in the entire tournament.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yep. I like the over here.
I bought this as well. I bought the over as well.
Nice. So
we are not fighting on this game at all. We are definitely in line. But I also like another bet in this one. I like the over, but I also like Creighton to cover in the very least. I think Creighton wins this game. I really do. But I like them to cover.
Yeah.
In the +2.5. I also think this game where this I think they win, but I think this game we should have a poll or a vote. What's going to be the best game of the Sweet 16? This could be a great. this could be one of those. It's the last game on the slate.
Yeah.
So you're going to end with a fantastic game. But here's the deal. So you talked about the Texas game. The Volunteers struggled against Texas on offense. Mm. They really did. On the other side, though, the Blue Jays have scored more in the tournament than any. More threes, I should say, more three-pointers in the tournament than any other team. And they can make runs on offense. They can just run it, and they showed us they could do that and control teams like they did on a 15-0 run against Oregon in overtime. They said, enough is enough. We're done here. Let's end this. Yep. Bottom line for me, Creighton just has more options on offense. It's going to be a great game, but Creighton should win this game, and I believe they do. But my bet here is for them to cover, but I also love that over. Anything else?
That's the one. I really want this Creighton Purdue matchup. I really want Purdue and Creighton to match up in the next round. And I'll tell you right now, I still got to run numbers on it, but I will be crushing Creighton if they get to face Purdue in the next round.
They're going to be crushing underdogs for sure. I would predict underdogs.
Plus money, yeah, plus money.
And just say probably a 2.5 on that one as well.
Oh, yeah, at least. It might be 3.5 because everybody – if people don't have UConn in their brackets, they have Purdue. I think I saw that somewhere today. And yeah. Purdue is just taking a ton of public money right now. People just think because that big guy in the middle there, he's due. As me and you have learned in gambling, nothing is due. There's a lot of people that end, that graduate and don't get national championships. Don't fall into that trap. Creighton is a fantastic team, but I'm jumping ahead of us here. I'm talking about Purdue. Creighton's got to get past these guys first, and I really like their chances here.
And they will. And a lot of people predicted this game to happen, and here we are, the Volunteers against the Blue Jays. But again, to what you're talking about, because I think it goes back to the very beginning of the podcast when we talked about public money and darlings of the tournament. So much public money on Purdue.
Yes.
And guess what, though? We have to remind ourselves, again, like we said at the top, public money has been winning in the first round and the second round.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes.
It never happens. It's happening now.
It is the year of public money. NFL was the same way. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And on that note, that is going to do it for the Daddy Sharps podcast this week. But remember, always gamble responsibly and within your means. And the bets that we share are based on our own research. We don't always win.
And be sure to check us out on social media. Look for the Daddy Sharps on Facebook and at Daddy Sharps on Instagram and Twitter. And of course, we're going to be back next week with all our best bets and much more, including all these winners, baby. All of
winners,
them.
Baby. This is it. This is it. But John, first, who is your daddy?
We are.
Stay sharp, everyone.